Joining us here on 5CC's Good Morning EP is Mark Borlo, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. Mark, there has been an incredible new survey that's come out from the RAA with regards to electric vehicles. Now, the electrification of the national fleet is going to happen at some stage. I don't think anyone can deny that. The astonishing thing, though, with the survey of, I believe, 550 road users is around 78% of people surveyed said, yeah, I'd consider an electric car, which seems surprisingly high.
Yeah, and it is when you also understand that only one in four of them have ever been in one. What we're starting to see is as people get exposed to electric vehicles, they realise how quiet, how powerful they are. You know, most of this world's sports cars now are EVs, but all of a sudden they kind of go, well, this is better than I thought it would be. Then the second part of it is they always thought they were too dear, but now we're starting to get some coming to market in the high 30s, low 40s, thousands, which, although still expensive by some people's terms, it's getting into the ballpark area of what normal vehicles are going to cost. So they kind of look at that, and then you look at the running costs as a very rough rule of thumb. The power per, the cost of fuel per kilometre of an EV compared to a petrol is about one third of the cost.
Wow.
And the engines themselves have far fewer moving bits in electric vehicles, so they're easier to maintain. They don't take a lot of maintenance. So there's a lot of pluses for them, but they haven't bought them because they've been dear and they've been worried about charging infrastructure being out there for them too, so they don't get stuck.
So on charging infrastructure, I had a little bit of a look around to see where we have got charging infrastructure here on our peninsula, and it is pretty few and far between. We've got it up the highway up the eastern side, but it doesn't really appear to be much on the western side at all. So you might be talking, you know, half a dozen charging options. Does that really create a problem for local adoption?
Yeah, and it's a recognised problem. What happens is the state government have committed to spending $13.4 million in the regions to put in extra public charging stations, public fast charging stations, with a focus on the regions. We expect that tender, who's got that tender in the next month or so, and an expectation that the work will start very early next year. So the regions, as you're right, they need that infrastructure, not just for the locals, but for tourism industry. You know, rental car people are going to start hiring out electric vehicles because, you know, a lot of them have got ranges of over 400 kilometres now. Those people want to know that the hotel they're going to stay at or the cafe they're going to visit or the service station that they're on the roads have got fast chargers so that they feel comfortable taking the electric vehicles as well.
Do you think it's worth looking at local councils being incentivised to actually install charging facilities in their areas?
It varies from council to council, but we know that all of them are trying to put in some infrastructure of their own.
What about home charging? Obviously, with range anxiety being such a pressing issue for a lot of people, are we seeing a decline in the cost of installing home charging facilities?
Yeah, we are. And what's happening is if you look at Norway and a lot of other countries had around for a while, about 90% of the charging gets done at home. People just get into the habit of, like your mobile phone, you get home, plug it in. For around about less than $2,500 installed. So all of these costs are starting to come down as we get economies of scale as more people are out there.
Mark Borlo, Senior Manager of Future Mobility with the RAA. Thank you so much for joining us here on 5CC.
Thanks for your interest in the subject.